Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Out and about on a fine day, and speaking of out and about, hey, there's our topic segue. Walk Kansas is coming up. I've taken part in that before, but tell us a little bit about what's going on this year.
Yes, it's hard to believe it's almost time to switch into spring season, but usually with spring for us, it's K-State, that usually means Signals Walk Kansas starting, and we will be kicking off that program again this year on March 31st, and it will go for 8 weeks and then conclude on May 25th. And for those that don't know, Walk Kansas is a team-based program that encourages individuals to lead a healthier lifestyle and is geared towards really addressing some of the critical issues in our state with regard to obesity, physical inactivity, and fruit and vegetable consumption. So during the program or over those 8 weeks, groups of 4 to 6 individuals, they form a team and they select one person to be their captain. And then that team selects a physical activity challenge they want to work towards over those 8 weeks of the program. And individuals then log their minutes of physical activity each week, either online or report them to their team captain. And after teams report their physical activity in either steps or minutes, it's then converted into miles. And teams can track their progress virtually across the state on our Walk Kansas website. So sometimes I get asked, what are the physical activity challenges teams can choose from? The first one is that you can explore the 8 wonders of Kansas virtually, which requires each person on the team to log 150 minutes or about 2.5 hours of physical activity each week. Another challenge is to follow Route 56, which actually begins in New Mexico and then follows Route 56 across Kansas and ends just around the Kansas City area. And if teams choose that path, they will log just over 3 hours of activity each week during the program. There's also a diagonal path across the state that requires each team member to log about 4 hours of activity. And then if teams are particularly gung-ho about the program, there is a path through the Little Balkans in southeast Kansas and then goes up through Nicodemus. And each team member would log about 6 hours of physical activity each week. So there's a little bit of something for everybody, depending on physical activity levels and what the team chooses to do. Registration for Walk Kansas will open on March 4th, and we have an online registration that can be found at walkkansasonline.org. We can also stop by our local offices in Linden, Garnett, or Ottawa and ask for information as well. There is a small fee to participate, $10 per person, and that includes a weekly newsletter with some healthy recipes as well as access to our online system to track your physical activity. And this year, we have there's a theme centered around the program this year called Making Healthy Habits Stick. So we'll see information in those weekly newsletters centered around that theme. And then we'll also have some online webinars that participants can participate in free of charge with their program fee that are centered around that topic of making healthy habits stick. So if you're interested, individuals or teams are interested or have questions, you can always visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu, or I'm always open to answer any questions. You can call myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
And I was just about to ask if there is an individual option if you don't have a team or can't get everybody in the office to...
Yes, hey, there is a solo path as well, too. So okay. If there is someone that doesn't have a team and wants to participate in the program, they're welcome to do that. There is a solo track, solo path that they can still join and participate as well. So, yes.
Okay. And as far as the teams go, suppose you want to be a member of a team, can you join a virtual group that doesn't necessarily meet in person, but you just answer to a team captain?
Yes. A lot of our teams, it's really common for family members or groups of friends or even coworkers to form teams. And sometimes I've had family teams that live in different states. And so maybe they talk over the phone but don't actually physically walk together, and that's okay too. You can walk and then report your minutes to your team captain. So yes, that's absolutely an option.
Oh, perfect. So there's an option for just about everybody except for, you know, we don't have a couch potato option, but the point is to get up and move around.
Yeah, probably not that one. Yes.
Rats, I was going to take the trophy on that. Okay, well, it sounds like this is going to be yet another success, I bet. And you'll be keeping us updated as things go along?
Absolutely.
Excellent. And is there a t-shirt this year?
There are t-shirt designs. We're still in the process of finalizing all of those details, but yes, there are in the t-shirts that, and other apparel items that individuals can purchase as well too. So yes, options are there. I know my closet is full of a lot of Walk Kansas t-shirts.
Sounds like a good idea, and it sounds like I'm going to have to get myself in there and get signed up, because I try and walk every day, and this is just one more incentive for it.
Absolutely, and it's a good opportunity for some accountability, too, if you need an accountability partner.
Yeah, help somebody out, bring them along with you.
So.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Chelsea, and like I said, looking forward to updates on how things are progressing. One more time, the website, phone number, however people can get signed up.
Our Frontier District website is frontierdistrict.ksu.edu, or you can call myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
Outstanding. Well, I'm hoping we get a lot of turnout, and I hope I make it over there so I can be one of them.
Great.
Thanks a bunch, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.